Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You know, when Alan Greenfield joins us on the PowerCast, it's been a while. I wonder if he'll say something that will get us banned. No, he's not that kind of person. Right, Alan?
Everybody else is okay with it. Everybody. Even CNN.
Well, we're on traditional radio. And we aren't allowed. That's what the network says. Anyway.
Oh, right. Radio shows are different than podcasts. They actually have FCC oversight.
So exactly.
Let's just say, do what the Hellyer people do. Every time they say the F word, they just have a beep, 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 beep. So they still have flow of conversation, but a bird squawks to override it. Just a thought.
Well, I'll have to get some bird squawk sounds. Okay? We've never needed to use it, but we also have...
Yes?
We also... Yes, please. We also... It must be something in that tea you're drinking. We also have the After the PowerCast podcast, which is a premium show, and that's where you can use language. You can use the same language that the late Tim Beckley and also our other guest of that week, our Dark Matters radio guy, used when they were screaming at each other. Don Ecker and Tim Beckley.
It's weird being on with Swartz and Beckley isn't here. But I'm prepared to contact Beckley from the beyond, and we'll get him on, and he'll say the word right away.
Yes, I'm quite sure that Mr. Beckley would love to talk to us. I would think, though, that if we're going to be bringing people back on the show, let's get Jim Moseley.
Well, he didn't believe in the great beyond, so if he's there, he'd probably go, the first word out of his mouth would be, remember the trip to Amherst where every third word, I didn't know that word at that point, but I sure knew it by the time we got to Palmer's house.
God, we're not going to.
From Moseley was, wah, wah, wah. Well, what the, wah, wah. In a friendly manner.
Well, what was interesting there is that it was such a small town that when we got lost and we stopped at a service station and we asked, do you know where Ray Palmer lives? And he knew.
Well, of course. He was the most famous person in the town next to that pornographer, according to them, Shaver.
Shaver was a pornographer?
According to Shaver... Well, it depends. When I was first introduced to Amazing Stories, way back when I was a kid, my mother said, and I loosely quote from memory, that stuff, your Uncle Bernie liked it, but they wouldn't let him read it because it was too, you know. I said, well, Mother, can I get a copy? Because they were very lurid. And their secondary audience, shut up, back in the day were soldiers who were about to land at Normandy. And, you know, they wanted something to divert their attention. And what better than the lurid covers of Amazing Stories? Anyway, Shaver, when he left Wisconsin, wrote me a letter. I said, could you give me a little article on why you left? And he said, you know, in the way that he wrote, not the way he talked. Well, a Catholic priest fingered me for pornography, and I thought, he's not a pornographer. And then I thought, what constitutes a pornographer in 1970s rural Wisconsin? And I came up with amazing and fantastic. And the fact that Shaver didn't censor sexual stuff from his writings, he left that to Palmer. Who knows? But I don't think it was anything any worse than that, or better than that, depending on how you look at it.
Well, we interviewed Shaver back in the 70s, and he seemed perfectly normal. You remember the interview, perfectly normal, perfectly sensible. And other than an appearance he did or two with Palmer on the Long John show, I don't know if there are any other interviews with Shaver.
Have you kept it?
The recording, I have no idea where it went, nor do I have any idea where the reel-to-reel recording that we did with Ray Palmer went. You know, we're talking here about 50 years ago, or 55 years ago, and I have not mislaid, but I have moved a few times. And because I've moved a
few
times...
Me too. Some of the times that I have moved have been on advice of attorney. Get your kid and get across state lines. So I did lose a lot of stuff. Like I had this thick, you'll have to imagine, audio people, you'll have to... This thick folio of letters from John Keel. I see that he wrote a lot of people the same stuff. He was very verbose on a typewriter, among other places. And it was there in Tucson during my attempt at an educational period. And there it stayed, along with all of my early videotapes, which were done on audio tape. Maybe that was impossible, but you could do it, you know. Iron oxide was iron oxide. So all that's gone, and lots of things from my various moves between war, revolution, and divorce courts and custody battles. A lot of stuff is gone. On the other hand, I still had a ton of stuff from, let's say, circa 1980s on. And I have given those all, following in Mosley's tradition of donating stuff during the twilight years of our discontent in this immortal coil. I gave them all to my publisher, who is my literary executor, so I will always be here. And he has two strong sons who will carry on after him. Of course, his dad, never mind. It's not important right now.
I had a file. Thank you so much. I had a file cabinet.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
In Exton, Pennsylvania, when I was the co-owner of a shop called Project 3. And the other guy at Project 3, when it folded, he took the file cabinet and threw it out. The file cabinet contained all the original files from Caveat M4 magazine, except for copies I had in a couple of boxes. It contained tons of letters from Shaver, from Palmer, from Mosley, from Gray Barker. Tons of stuff. And probably the original recordings of all the great interviews I did in those days.
Well, one thing that survived until I moved where I am now 5 years ago, and that was I was living in Acworth, Georgia from 2001, a very memorable year, so I know exactly when. And I knowing that I wasn't going to take my cassette tapes with me because I was paring down, as I always do when I have to move somewhere. It saves money with the movers who go very, very slowly at, you know, like $100 an hour or whatever, just like most prostitutes. But we'll leave that as be. I'm in favor of workers, sex workers, and those who haul, you know, whatever they haul. But anyway, so I digitized all of my cassette tapes that I thought were worth saving. And some of those are pretty valuable, and I do have them. One is up on YouTube with some, I'm not my son Alex, who is in the movie business, so it's just still photos of Gray and Jim and Mothman, Gray, Jim, Mothman, and Keel, you know, those. But the audio is one of Gray's Cranes from the Cranium broadcasts, and that it's the one that features his interviews like 2 days later with the original witnesses to Mothman.
Alan Greenfield, what can I say? everything has to be left unsaid. Tim Schwartz, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When we have Alan Greenfield on the Paracast, he is one of the most interesting interviews because I say, hello, Alan, and I can answer him 2 hours later. We're talking about early histories here, our travels around the country, all the great interviews that we did over the years. I had one with Major Donald Kehoe, not when you and I talked with him with our other group of friends, but another time I met him up at a convention in 1975 in, what was it, Fort Smith, Arkansas? I think so. And I didn't have that one either. I had that published by one of those supermarket rags, and the supermarket rag dared to go out of business before they cut me my tiny check. So I never got paid for it. Now, if I could find a copy of it anywhere, I would publish it because they can't stop me because they're out of business. That's how it goes. Now, Alan and I have known each other 3,000 or 4,000 years, or maybe it's just that long. At least that long. And when people ask me about UFO theories and such, I always remember New Year's Eve in the 60s, where you would come to New York and your parents would set you up in a separate room at a rather luxurious hotel. I don't recall which one, but you certainly do.
The Manhattan Hilton, just overlooking Times Square.
We could watch the exciting events on television but not participate and get mugged. In any case,
we were the muggers, you know. We were the boys in the park.
You see, that was more than 7 years ago, so they can't arrest us for anything we did. But anyway, we got together and we talk all night. And one time, you came with a book, a tattered copy, as I recall, of The Incomplete Enchanter. And therein lies a tale. Let's have a tale.
Well, I'll even tell you a part that you probably don't know. First of all, I think I said on your forum, plug, plug, plug. Thank you, Alan. You're welcome, Gene. That the reality of the situation is that I still have that copy. And while it is a fictional book that is sufficiently fictional that the authors, L. Sprague Camp and Fletcher Pratt, had to put a quote in the beginning because they were part of the science fiction establishment and had learned lessons from the psionic machine people and from Shaver, you don't cross the line into nonfiction, or if you do, it has to be hard science fiction. So they put a little quote from one of the Roman, I forget which one, but it just, everything we write about here is not true and you shouldn't believe it. But they didn't know that I was going to read it and be totally entranced with it, fiction or otherwise. So when I first read it, for several years, I would try walking into mirrors, suitably attired in case I wound up in the world of Vikings or Roman gladiators or, you know, whatever. And in fact, I would, you know, dress up like a gladiator or dress down was more like it. And one time my father walked in the room and said, "Why are you dressing like a Greek? You're a Jew." And I thought about that, and I said, well, I probably were a lot of Jewish gladiators, considering what the Romans did to the Jews. I couldn't do any worse than that. But he wasn't listening at that point. He was just getting in his licks, you know. So, anyway, it influenced me, but I never thought about it in terms of it changing my mind about UFOs or UAPs. Quote the government term. You people out there using UAP, you're just falling victim to propaganda. Minimize your use of it. Use it to identify cases if you have to. But remember, UFO is a much more identifiable term in terms of the phenomena. Or the one I prefer, flying saucers. They're not necessarily saucers, and they're not necessarily flying, as I say. In any case, getting back to the book, was I doing the book? Oh, yes. So I considered it important, and I think I was still a sort of lukewarm advocate of ETH that year when I came to took Manhattan. The Isles and Staten. No, I didn't go to Staten Island. But you came in from Brooklyn and Beckley and who else was there that year? I don't remember, but there was a long period there. Was that the year your father showed up to see if you had been canned and eaten by this demented Greenfield person? You know, from the what was it, the rail line or
Well, you know what? I remember one time when...
Are you okay? You're still breathing? And I said, hello, Mr. Seinberg. I can't explain myself.
Well, you know, I remember an instance there where I went to Jim Mosley's apartment in Fort Lee. And I came home really late in the morning. It was already light. I exited the subway station in Brooklyn, walked down the stairs, and there was my father waiting. But the particular instance I'm talking about was you and I and nobody else. Speckley wasn't there. My father didn't show up. It was just us.
Yeah. Okay, so I introduced you, I guess, to the... At that point, I wouldn't even call it a theory. It was the romantic idea of there being alternate realities as described in this book, which by that time was already, you know, Broken Spine and so forth, because I had read it like five times. In later years, there were some other Harold Chase stories, somewhat inferior, that had been published in, I don't know, Astounding, maybe? I'm not sure. I don't remember where they first appeared, but they were all put together in The Complete Enchanter, and I do have that as well. But it must have been having a subliminal influence on me, and possibly even thee, because a year or two later, I began to realize that the extraterrestrial notion, it's not really a hypothesis unless you can back it up in some way, and I don't see any record of anything coming in from elsewhere in the known universe. Editorial comment. So what I did was try to come up with a theoretical basis for saying, no, UFOs are not extraterrestrial, they're interdimensional. And this was just a few years after Mosley and company had been on the kick of the Earth theory, I think, was the secret weapons theory. It was a little bit before my time, or your time, I think, but they still talked about Dr. D and all of that. I think now would be a good time to talk about that, because these triangular UFOs that are seen everywhere, there's a fairly good chance that they are a secret weapon.
Let me talk about that for a second, and we'll be back in a moment with Alan Greenfield and Tim Swartz, but I'll just remind everybody that I remember a meeting I had with Mosley at the home of the infamous Dr. D, where he said something that made Jim totally mistrust the secret weapons theory. How about them apples? We've got more to come. You're in
a Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is a USA News update. A U.S. fighter jet has shot down another object flying in North American skies, this time over Canada. Just hours after the object was brought down, Canadian Defense Secretary Anita Anand said at a briefing that planes from both countries were scrambled to investigate a small cylindrical object. Anand said the object posed a reasonable threat to civilian flight, and at approximately 3:40 p.m. it was shot down by an American F-22 roughly 40,000 feet above central Yukon. The toll is expected to keep rising after a devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria this week. The Monday quakes already responsible for the deaths of nearly 28,000 people. We're hours away from kickoff of Super Bowl 57, which sees the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs face off. Karen Sloan, USA News.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is James Fox, director of The Phenomenon and Moment of Contact. You're listening to The Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, with Alan Greenfield, co-host Tim Swartz, continuing on our remembrances of early theorizing about UFOs. And Jim had adopted this Earth theory. It was all secret weapons. Apparently, he adapted that from the things that Dr. Leon Davidson told him. Now, Dr. Davidson, if you look him up in Wikipedia, and I won't go into all of it now, had a legitimate scientific background, such as it is. And we were at his home, and he said something, and Jim said, "You fooled me there." Apparently, something that led him to the Earth theory ended. Now, just before we go on with that and our discussion, more recently we have this controversy over the Chinese balloons over America and whether the president waited too long to shoot it down. They also said there were three sightings during the previous administration, but guess what? They had been at the time classified as, to use that name, UAPs, mistakenly, even though they were in reality secret surveillance balloons. So there you go. It connects full to what we're doing here. Alan, let's go on with what you had to say.
Well, I mean, I want to speak to that momentarily, which is to say the triangular UFOs that have suddenly become very common may or may not be some sort of secret weapon. If they are, I have a bone to pick. I am a big supporter of peace through superior firepower because we've essentially been at peace since Nagasaki. And I mean in world terms with world powers because the consequences of a nuclear war are just too terrible to contemplate by anybody who isn't suicidal. So I worry about Iran. I don't worry about Putin. He's got too many investments to blow up, if you know what I mean. Not his investments, him, although heaven knows he deserves it. Where was I going with that? That's a horrible thing to say, that Putin should blow up. Not important. Okay, the balloons. The balloons certainly could have been misidentified as individual cases, but that doesn't mean that that is something that would be universal, because as I often point out, most UFOs are seen. We're not talking about lights in the sky. Lights in the sky can be satellites or misidentified airplanes or very conventional things. It doesn't require, even airliners, it doesn't require anything, you know, in the way of secret weapons or anything as esoteric as visitors from another ether. Quack. So, if you look at balloons, the number involved would be minuscule. I mean, I can understand the political theory that goes, we're in the beginning of a political cycle. So anything the Republicans have every interest in saying, oh, those that appeared over the previous administration, we won't talk about. But this one, heads we win, tails we win. Because if it had been shot down over a relatively sparsely inhabited place like Montana, nothing I would really oppose, it could have fallen on somebody's head or on somebody's cow's head or whatever the six people that live in Montana, you know, are unfortunate enough to be under. And then they would say, oh, you shot it down too soon. You've caused injury in one of the red states or whatever. If, on the other hand, you wait till it's out over the Atlantic and do what seems a lot more rational, shoot it down then you can, oh, well, you let it cross the whole United States and Texas, as Gabby Hayes used to say. God rest his soul. And all that is politics. It has nothing to do with the UFO phenomenon. Now, there is a case to be made that in World War II, which was before I was born, probably before Gene was born, barely. No dig involved there. It was barely before I was born. But Japan, having succeeded in temporarily setting back the U.S. Navy at Pearl Harbor by a sneak attack. Everybody knew it was coming, but it was a sneak attack. Started floating an endless number of balloons with incendiary devices in them, and knowing that the prevailing winds would take some of them to the American continent. Hoping that it would, you know, cause panic, and as it turns out, a couple of them reached their target. It may be that, although I think that this is not the explanation, it may be the so-called Battle of Los Angeles was in fact one of those balloons. There's even an argument, I think a totally incorrect argument, that the Maury Allen case wasn't a hoax, but it was a case of a misidentified Japanese balloon that had just been floating around and wound up in Puget Sound before it blew up. I think that isn't consistent with the evidence and some of the things which will be in my next book, plug number one. They probably were all gone by that point, but certainly the description didn't match that particular notion. So there you go. I don't think that the secret weapons thing explains Maury Island, and I certainly don't think that the balloons that China has been floating, nobody's even mentioned that they're probably imitating Japan and World War II, because the notion of using balloons when you have satellite imagery, clearly they have something else in mind, like propaganda, like, if we can float a balloon to Montana, we can send a missile to Montana. But to quote the late, ungreat Wernher von Braun, a missus, a schmissa, we got more missus. So there you go. That's all I have to say on the subject. I will say no more unless you ask me.
Okay, that's big 99 red balloons.
But before we talk about the 99 balloons, that's an interesting subject.
Lost balloons!
See, but as long as we're talking about balloons, what portion of the UFO cases from the early years you think were secret weapons of some sort?
Not as many as sometimes are ascribed. And some of them were certainly misidentified natural phenomena, war nerves. I mean, we'd spent a long time, having blackouts, and after the war, when our troubles with Holy Mother Russia became apparent, the Ground Observer Corps was organized, and they had a few reports, but I think for ordinary people, I'll give you the one anecdote that I have mentioned before. When I was about two or three, before I could swim, but this is a very vivid memory, I was standing in the Atlantic Ocean in Miami, which my parents like to go to every year. And I looked up, and I don't know what, my baby words for it were, but that must be the jet, because I saw a contrail. And I heard a little further up the beach another child's voice going, "There goes a soul ascending into heaven." And I thought, I'll remember this. And why did I remember it? Because clearly, interpretation has a lot to do with your particular background. I lived next to an airport. My parents were, I wouldn't say they were materialists, certainly not my mother, but they were, for ordinary Joes, they were, Joes and Janes, they were pretty well informed.
Alan, Gene, and Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So now, Alan becomes the latest of a number of guests we've had on the show who remembers stuff happening when he was 2 years old.
Two or three. Your sense of time at that age is a lot less than your sense of memory of key moments.
The only memory I have, I was in the crib. I wasn't very happy. And there was like something happening in the living room of this house in which we were living at the time. And I, as I said, I remember not being too happy about whatever it was. I didn't see any strange creatures. I didn't see any UFOs, although some guests have. Let's go on with your story, Alan.
Oh, so I think that the implications of that are that a lot of early cases anyway, things that were becoming ordinary in post-war technology, partly because of war nerves, partly because you were told to watch the skies, and partly because some really good movies about flying saucers were coming out, The Day the Earth Stood Still, the original, not the Keanu Reeves version, and The Earth versus the Flying Saucers with Ray Harryhausen, excellent for its day effects.
And that was suggested by a book from Major Donald Kehoe.
So they say. I think that was, you know, Kehoe got his little payment. I mean, technical advice usually didn't say anything about the movie, but probably somebody had, you know, read the blurb on the back cover and asked him to be the technical advisor. I didn't ask him about that, but I knew, you know, that he got his credit there. I mean, my son Alex had one film where he's only credited with being the story consultant, and not to give away, you know, inside Hollywood stuff because it isn't my deal, but he actually wrote it because the original writer's up, okay? Don't take that too seriously. It was a fictional movie that mainly was one of the earliest where the excuse to have Washington, D.C. destroyed, along with Invasion of the Body Snatchers' original version, that sort of the commies are going to take over and you'll wake up and you won't be the same anymore because, you know, they absorb you into the glue that binds them, Marxism, Leninism, Stalinism, ism, which is a real threat, but the domestic version of it was ridiculous and painful for the American public.
Well, I think that
during that, you know, that time period, the 50s, when you had those, you know, great science fiction films, it also relates back to the, you know, emerging UFO phenomenon that really does, I think, reflect Cold War fears.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that they're not real, though. It means that people were alert to something going on, okay? But that doesn't mean that every observation is necessarily something that has been misidentified or the equivalent of the later satanic panic. The satanic panic says absolutely nothing about the existence or non-existence of the devil. That's just axiomatic. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has something to do with people who either believe in a devil or who have a vested interest in saying that they do. So I don't think that that's particularly relevant. Now, I'll tell you what I go by where UFOs in specific are concerned. And my attitude towards these things has a broader scope than that. I think that perhaps as many as 25% of the existing cases are too close and too involved to be mistaken for anything other than either a hoax, an elaborate hoax, for which in most cases there was very little in the way of a motive, or they represent something not of this world in one sense or another. And once one comprehends that and also comprehends the fact that the only thing alternate to that that had been offered theretofore, other than by Mead Lane and the original crew at Borderlands Sciences Research Associates, as it was known then, is now a foundation. It's possible to look in other directions or in omnidirection. And I never had a good theoretical basis for saying maybe they are, quote, interdimensional, unquote, because dimensions presumably would not be some faraway world, as the movies, as particularly the Corman-type movies put it, a distant galaxy. And I think, a distant galaxy? Do you know what kind of distances we're talking about there? We probably will never get beyond Alpha Centauri, or maybe, you know, even at near light speed, much less anything else. You have to go to some exotic theory there, and if you go to an exotic theory there, it's worth looking at other exotic theories.
What about warp drive, then?
What about warp drive? It's a science fiction device at this point. What about, well, I'm not going to answer a question with a question. That's a bad deal. But I've watched talk about fusion computers being the next big thing for many, 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 many years. It's just around the corner. Is it? No, it's just around the corner as it was 20, 30 years ago, which is why Stan Friedman, perhaps, having lost his position in the nuclear spacecraft program because of the, I think, the very sensible no nukes in space thing, sort of forgotten now, became suddenly enamored of ufology. That was, you know, his survival mechanism, and I don't totally begrudge that, but why he landed on Roswell, a skyhook balloon that went astray, I don't know. There are much better cases from that exact same period. Be that as it may.
We also have to blame Charles Burles and William Moore for that first Roswell
only after
book.
The fact. You know, that's it. And also, if you talk to people who are UFO fans or enthusiasts or even people that are into it enough to be called ufologists or ufologers, I've seen that term recently, or uappers. sorry. They're not going to know who Charles Berlitz is. They'll think, oh, is that something about the people that teach you how to speak Swahili or Greek or Swahili Greek or no.
That was his grandfather, by the way, the creator of
I know that. I know that. I'm well aware. I knew Charles Berlitz, but I didn't know his father or his grandfather, but I knew about the Berlitz School. It was very famous at one time. Now, you know, translation has, like everything else, has gone electronic, and you can learn a great deal without spending, you know, a small fortune on how to win friends and influence people. That's Dale Carnegie, and you don't hear much about that. The point is, Stan Friedman was a showman. And I don't begrudge that because I'm a showman. But his level of sincerity is something that I have to question, because I don't see how anyone can watch the build on. I mean, you probably recall, Gene, I don't know if you do, Tim, but back in the day, the Roswell case was no case until, you know, it was Stan Friedman's opening remark. Mosley opened with Kenneth Arnold. Nine gleaming saucers was the beginning of every speech he did. There were nine gleaming saucers. Well, Stan, and I do have an interview with him that I did at a MUFON, a Midwest UFO Network convention. And I still have that, but it's like third generation. It was recorded reel to reel, then transferred to cassette, and I preserved it in digital format. Anyone who wants that whole convention is welcome to it.
We will continue with conventions and non-conventions with Alan Greenfield, Gene Steinberg, Tim Swartz. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.